Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 19th day of July, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is medical emergency. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. Please notice I did not say Yiddish. Yiddish is not Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambeth. We will take callers later on in the broadcast. Please be sure to use proper language as we have a mixed audience. Also, do not walk on top of each other. That used to be a CB term, and ham radio operators use the same thing, meaning don't talk over somebody else. So if we have more than two of us in here, be careful not to try to talk at the exact same time, because then it just mumbles everything up and nobody can understand anything. Thank you, Ralph. Ralph put up there that I've been doing broadcasts for 21 years, averaging two a week. There was a period where I was doing them for five nights a week. You know what? I've never kept track of exactly how many I've done. I have a list of every program I have done on the master list. But it's certainly in the thousands, and I would say the guests that have been on this program would be somewhere between 700 and 1,000 as well, individuals. And many people like Frosty Wooldridge, Eli James was on for multiple times. Fearless Jim Floyd from Coleman, Alabama, was a guest on many, many times, and there were quite a few others. So repeat guests, there's been tons of them as well, including some of the military guys. So we've been blessed in that regard. We do want to tell you that the website, PastorDan.net, is starting to go out there, so hopefully people will take advantage of a lot of work that I've put into building that website. Especially after other websites were attacked and TalkShoe took down 8 years worth of material. So, and for those who do help us with some financial help, thank you, because you're paying for the website costs and some of the other costs associated with that. So, greatly, greatly appreciated. But go to that website, because the Daily Mail page has a ton of information there. And, we put the call schedule up there. There's a lot of information about recommended reading. That's where we put the information about the books, et cetera. And I'm going to reiterate what I said, and I'm really happy that people have contacted me. They've ordered this book because of my recommendation. I read a couple more chapters in the last couple nights, and I'm going to tell you something. This is essential reading for our people at this time. So this is not just a recommendation anymore. I'm going to call this essential reading for the House of Jacob Israel, for our people, the white race. So the book's title is The Essential Mein Kampf. Now, everybody's heard about Mein Kampf, which had two volumes written by Adolf Hitler. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat this morning. But Dr. Thomas Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, Thomas Dalton, who has a PhD, so he's a PhD doctor, in 2019, he copyrighted this book, The Essential Mein Kampf. What he has done is basically taken the larger work done by Hitler himself in the early 1900s, and he has condensed it down to the essential points. And he has retranslated the German to where it makes so much more sense. Because I've read the original. I think Dr. Dalton has done makes the book so much better and easier to follow, okay? And as I'm rereading this material, it's just amazing how much of it applies to today. And since our topic today is a medical emergency, we're going to cover all the different aspects of that. But last night, in part of what I was reading, and by the way, anybody that reads this book, you will find out that Adolf Hitler was a believer in our Heavenly Father. Now, he may not have used the terms that you and I do, but if you can't pick up on the fact that he believes that our destiny is in the hands of a Creator Father and that we are to obey his laws, you're just not able to read English. Okay? Now, this is something he said in the book last night that I want to bring to your mind today, and that is, you cannot separate the idea of having a healthy mind from having a healthy body. The two go hand in hand. Now, how do we know this is true? Because the enemy is doing everything he can do to rob you of your health, because he knows if your body is not healthy, you are not able to think clearly. You are not going to have a successful prayer life, and that means you won't have a successful walk with the Father, and you will not make a good warrior. And not only that, but you will not be very masculine. You will be emasculated. All those things go hand in hand. So our enemy has a very strong incentive to keep our health out. And Adolf Hitler also pointed out that even in his day, the Jews had infected Germany right after World War I. And they were pushing the idea that the only thing you need to worry about your children is to pump knowledge into their brains. Forget about their healthy bodies, okay? Because prior to this, the German ethic, and so was our people in England and other places of Europe, the idea was to do both together. In fact, when I was a boy, we had a very vigorous phys ed program. There was a lot more physical exercise. Okay, today they don't concentrate on physical exercise at all, hardly. But I played a lot of sports. And so not only did I get exercise at the playground and during phys ed in school, but I worked on a farm. My father made sure us children did our fair share in the garden and fixing fences and chasing down stray cattle. So we had plenty of exercise. Plus, we didn't have all this electronic garbage to distract us. So we were outside running, playing, jumping, playing war, hide and seek, dodgeball. We were doing all that stuff. But I also played sports. I played football from 7th grade to a year in college, and I played baseball from 6th grade all the way to teener league and then summer league during high school, plus high school baseball. And then when I went in the military, I played slow pitch and fast pitch softball. And we had a flag football team while I was in the military. So, again, all through my 20s, I was still going out and getting plenty of exercise, because a lot of people, you know, they like to think I'm smart. I'm really not that smart. But I have always looked at trying to keep a healthy body, maintain my proper weight, the right height weight ratio, they call it, muscle mass, plenty of oxygen, so cardiovascular, because it not only makes you feel better, it boosts your ego, it boosts your self-esteem, it boosts your libido, it boosts your ability to reason and to think, and here's the other thing, to handle stress. Now, ask yourself, who benefits from the white race being in deplorable physical condition? Who benefits? Cui bono? Yeah, our arch enemy, the Jew, because who owns the pharmaceutical companies? Jews. Who are most of the psychiatrists and psychologists? Jews. Who makes money from all that? Jews. Who makes money from all the entertainment that they got you washed in instead of getting healthy outside? Jews. Let's see, the medical mafia, who is that run by? Oh, that's right, Jews. Who are most of the hospital administrators today? Jews or Jew sycophants. I guess you, do you see what I'm saying? Well, so we have a medical emergency because just as Adolf Hitler considered it back in the early 1900s in Germany, I'm declaring it a medical emergency for the white race today for the exact same reasons. That's why reading this book is so important. Point after point after point that he makes in the book is exactly where we are today. And I've heard a lot of people say, if only we had Adolf Hitler here today to represent the white race and to get people to thinking. Well, you do have. Adolf is talking to you through the various videos that have been made of his speeches, but right here in this book, you can take it with you anywhere. Nobody can spy on you reading his book. Okay, The Essential Mein Kampf, the edited compilation of Dr. Thomas Dalton. I'm going to give you a couple of websites here, and I already put it in the chat for those that are online with their computers. There's two places you can get it because a lot of places will not sell this book any longer. Barnes & Noble used to. They won't do it now, and Amazon won't do it. Okay, why? Because there's a lot of truth in it. That's why. There's a hell of a lot of truth. So the first website is Cosmo, C-O-S-M-O, Cosmo Theist, T-H-E-I-S-T, Cosmo Theist Church. That's all together. .org. I think they're selling it for $20, and if I remember right, they're located in Tennessee. So the shipping time to your house is not very long. In fact, I believe that's who I got my copy through. So cosmotheistchurch.org, and the other place to look for the book is at Powell's, P-O-W-E-L-L-S.com. Their website, just go to their search bar and type in Mein Kampf. It'll take you to it. So there's two websites where you can still get the book. In fact, it's a ministry in Tennessee, the Cosmo Theist Church. They sell a lot of hard-to-find books, not just the Essential Mein Kampf. They sell the original Mein Kampf, too. So if you want to get the two books and compare them, hey, that would be great. But we find out that the man, Adolf Hitler, even though he is disparaged by, of course he's disparaged by the Jews, but even some whites, because they believe the brainwashing, it's not healthy for us. And as you read this book, you begin to realize that the German, the National Socialist German Workers' Party was very, very pro, I don't know what you would want to call it, belief in the creator. We'll just call it that. Worshipping of the creator and natural law. Okay, so you can get into all your differentiations by denominations and different sects of identity. But the basic point is that we have a Heavenly Father who created us, and within us we have an innate set of rules that guide us. Some people call it a conscience. Some call it your gut feeling. Instincts, you might call it. You can call it all kinds of things, but it was put there. Another good book you might want to read is it's called Signature in the Cell by a PhD researcher by the name of Stephen Meyer. Okay, Signature in the Cell is a scientist's description of how the study of DNA at the cellular level proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we have an intelligent designer. That's what the academics call it, intelligent designer. Okay, we call him Creator Father. Okay, it's a relationship. He's my father. He's not just my creator, he's my father, my heavenly father. And besides that, as the scriptures tell us, he sticks closer than a friend. Okay, I got to be honest with you. I've had a lot of people in my life that I thought were really good friends, but they didn't do near for me what my Heavenly Father's done for me. And there were many times in my life of hardships or hard times came on me. A lot of the people that I thought were close friends, they abandoned me. Now, praise Yahweh, there were people that stepped up and showed their true friendship that I never really thought were that good of friends, but they came through on my dark days. They were there. They either offered a shoulder to cry on or a hug or, Dan, can I do something for you, or gave me a word of encouragement, where the people I thought were my friends turned out to be sunshine friends. They were long gone. So hallelujah. That's a little bit what's happening today with all of this nonsense that's going on, this whole fake pandemic. It's pointing out the true believers. I believe the Father's behind this, the more I think about it, folks. Now, I know that the New World Order is up to something, and I know nefarious forces, especially the Jews, are up to no good. But, you know, the Scripture tells us all things work to the good for those that love the Father. Well, think about this for a second. Aren't these masks separating the wheat and the tares? Not only for us, but for Him. These masks, these muzzles, these signs of slavery that they're pushing so hard by these Antichrist forces, they're identifying for us as well. Who are our enemies? Who are the Antichrists that are pushing this? Who is part of the New World Order that's Luciferian? Well, that's pretty damn easy to see now, isn't it? Who are my real friends? Who has an IQ above room temperature out there? Okay, a whole lot of people don't, obviously. But here's good news. The rebellion against the Antichrist is kicking up. Okay, it really is. We're going to talk about that a little bit here too, but I want to get into the medical aspect more first. But let's kick off here with a verse out of Isaiah, one of my favorite prophets. In fact, Isaiah 33 and verse 22, we should all have that memorized because there's your government. Yeah, Bubby 1483 says, we love lies. Yeah, our people love to be lied to. As long as it allows you to keep your comfort zone. Say, our people are addicted to the feel-good comfort zone. We're going to go to Isaiah 41 verse 10. Do not you be afraid. We've talked about this verse quite a bit. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. Why is that? What is being dismayed? Oh, it's a sign of what? Lack of faith. Hallelujah. It's a sign of lack of faith, folks. For I am your Elohim God. What does this word mean? Elohim in the ancient tongue. Did you know that man, us, our ancestors, some of our ancestors were referred to as Elohim? It's a little bit like the word magistrate or authoritarian figure. So Elohim didn't always mean a supernatural being. Elohim could also be referring to a person in authority. It depended on context, and sometimes it depended on the definite article put before the noun. Just like in Ha Diablos. Okay, for the Antichrist. If it just says Diablos, which is where we get the word devil, it just means an adversary. It could be supernatural. It could be a person that walks on two legs. But when it says Ha Diablos, that's the Greek way of saying the devil. It's talking about our supernatural enemy, Nakash, the father of the Jewish race, according to Yeshua HaMashiach. Okay, he said, you're of your father the devil. The devil, ha diablos. So people say, well, there is no such thing as a devil. Then what the hell was Christ talking about? You know, that's pretty damn obvious. Ha diablos, the devil. That's the singular adversary, the root of this tree, of these devils that walk amongst us, these adversaries. Okay, I digress. Do not be afraid, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim God. I am your sovereign. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. That's the one thing that our enemy can't stand, is righteous white people. We are a thorn in their side. Especially those of us in North America that still have our weapons. And one note of encouragement, I've heard from quite a few folks over the years that are over places like Australia and parts of Europe. They're not completely disarmed, folks. They just can't be as open as you and I are. But if you think an Israelite doesn't have his access to a weapon of some kind, you're crazy. The warriors know how to find weapons. And the warriors know how to make improvised weapons. Okay? I have a few myself. The unconventional type weapons. Just think about that. Let that sink in. So Yahweh is at work right now. I'm telling you. I was on a two-hour conference call with a group last night. And, well, it was yesterday afternoon. And it was about how to deal with this archenemy that walks amongst us. That was the primary focus of it. But it ended up being a small church service. And yours truly got to be one of the ringleaders. And it was quite enjoyable because every person that was there, you could see it during the conference call, was excited to hear the truth of Yahweh's word. Okay? So people are beginning to realize that we are in trouble because of our disobedience. Okay? I can't tell you how many times over the years I've asked, does anybody even care about our Father? I don't hear anybody ever talk about him. Nobody even acts like he exists. Nobody even contemplates that our woes are due to our disobedience. Now, the corollary of that is if we obeyed him and came back into a right relationship with the Father, do you think these evils would go away? For instance, how does the Jew get away with what he does? Think about this hard. Is it because he's charismatic? Not really. They're pretty despicable people. Is it because they're smarter than anybody else? Not really. I've known lots of Jews over the years. They're very good at stealing other people's ideas and inventions, but they're not really that clever. Oh, okay, that's not how they're doing it. Is it because they're on the right side of righteousness? Well, that sure as hell not their strong point. Well, just what the hell is it then? Oh, their control of what we call money. Now, is it biblical money? No. Yahweh says gold and silver, precious metals, precious stones. We can make any of those things, quote, currency amongst our people. Got to remember, currency is to be used by a local people. It doesn't have to be a worldwide thing. The idea of gold, silver, and things like that was the fact that you have a barter system. It just makes bartering between each other more convenient. It's not meant to be an international thing. It's the Jew who wants you to accept internationally his fiat or fake phony currency system, straight out of the Talmud, straight out of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, straight out of the book of the devil to coerce you into their system, which gives them instant power. So, if we were believers, real believers now, not just the lip service believers, we got tons of those in this world. If we were real believers, would we not walk away from this Babylonian system exactly as the prophets told us we should, especially at the end of the age, so that you do not partake of her, what? Plagues. What is happening right now? We have a plague. It's Jewish world domination, Jewish supremacy is infiltrating and permeating all of this world right now. They want to rule the world. Well, how do they do that? Through their fiat currency system, fiat money, which means fake and phony, counterfeit. Okay? It's not even printed money anymore. It's digits in a computer. Is that about as worthless as you can get? It's a mind game, folks. So what's Yahweh saying? Who are you going to let win this mind game? Okay? Who gets to win in this mind game? Because if you're in my court and you have faith in me, you're going to follow my rules. And my rules says that the borrower is a slave to the lender. Okay? See, the Jew kikes. They read our scriptures not because they want to believe in them and follow them. They read our scriptures to find the loopholes and find the ways to control you and me. Because Israelites have been controlled through many things, sex, drugs, pornography, and certainly fiat currencies. Okay, because our ancestors were told to eradicate Edom Esau in previous centuries. But our people got weak and stupid, and they got greedy, and they didn't follow Yahweh's commandment. And so they have been a thorn in our side. Oh, Angel says here, you cannot serve two masters. Absolutely right. Okay, they've been a thorn in our side ever since. Because our, again, our people disobey. So if we got back to where we actually obeyed the Father, they lose all their power, because we would look through their phony money system and say, I'm not going to violate my Father's law for your electronic digits. Do you see? The book of Revelation talks about us being drunk on the delicacies of the whore of Babylon. The Jews and their system, including the Roman Catholic Church and all of the churches associated and came out of the Roman Catholic Church, are the daughters of the whore. They're all part of the whore. Because the whore will sell herself out for what? Money. What are most of these preachers doing today? They've sold their souls for money. What are most of the commentators, the media, your teachers, your doctors, your so-called healthcare professionals, your trusted voices, what are they doing? They're giving you the party line coming out of Zion, coming out of their Jewish masters in Washington and these corporate entities. They're doing their bidding for love of money, for love of money and the things that money can buy, the delicacies of the whore. You can't serve two masters, just as Angel put in there, and thank you, Angel, for that. Okay, you can't serve. You can't serve both, folks. It's as simple as that. And we say, well, no, Dan, why should I give up my house, my boat, my cars, and my 90-inch television? I can love Yahweh and hang on to that. Well, yeah, you can. Yahweh doesn't want us to be destitute. He's not saying I want you to crawl around on the dirt like the snake, but you're not supposed to love it so much that you will forsake your integrity. You're not supposed to love it so much that you forsake him, because what did Christ say? I am the truth, the way, and the life. What did he put first? The truth. Why is there a strong delusion on the world today? Because they no longer loved the truth, which means they no longer loved Messiah. They no longer loved Yahweh, Father God. You got to put him first, folks. Now, some people out there are egotistical enough that they think that the real creator, he wouldn't be that way. He wouldn't be so stingy that he expects me to love him. Really? Now, let's see. Let's put yourself in that position. You've just created this world, this earth that's placed under a firmament. You created this world as an experiment of some kind, and we're here, obviously. And you have a set of rules for your children. He refers to us as his children, his sheep. Well, that's a loving relationship. Okay, so yeah, he does love us. But if you think love has no conditions, you're a fool. Okay, people that tell me that there's unconditional love, I consider that foolish. Now, why is that? Because obviously everything has conditions. Entrance into the kingdom has conditions. Okay? You cannot be a blasphemer of the living God and get into the kingdom, can you? Okay, well then obviously there is a condition. You cannot ignore the sacrifice of Messiah and get into the kingdom. You cannot offend him by violating his law and get into the kingdom. So therefore there is a condition. This idea of unconditional love is a Jewish concept. That's the only way a Jew can get us to believe that they have even a right to exist, is to brainwash us into thinking that. Because they are lawbreakers. They hate Yahweh. They hate us. And so they must condition us to accept their perverted lifestyle as if they have a right to exist, that God unconditionally loves everybody. I'm throwing the bullshit flag on that one. If you don't think he has conditions, again, I'm sorry, but you're dumber than a box of rocks. And the Jews know that at some point, mankind is going to wake up and give them their just desserts. That's going to happen, folks. Why? Because Ezekiel, Malachi, and Obadiah, and the Apostle John say so. So that's four witnesses just in the scriptures we know of, not to mention Enoch and Jasher and all the rest of them. Okay, at some point, mankind will become the sons of the living God. What does that mean in the Aramaic? Look up George Lamza. George Lamza has a whole translation of his own. I have a copy sitting right over here. And I have a copy of his book, Idiomatic Expressions of the Bible. If you don't have a whole lot of money, it's available online, and you can go to eBay and find a used copy, probably. That's where I get some of my books. If I don't have enough money, I go to eBay or Craigslist or some other platform and look for used copies, because most of them are in great shape. Because, again, people don't read a hell of a lot. So it's not like they're dog-eared and they look like they've been read 100 times. Most of them are almost like new. The point of it is you want the knowledge. Get the knowledge. Idiomatic expressions of the Bible. It's going to expand your knowledge of the truths in the Bible tremendously. So, who are the sons of the living God? Those who represent his law. Those who bring truth, justice, honesty, integrity, good character. The very people the founding fathers of the United States wanted to be in government positions, public servants. Your public servants, including your policemen and your military, are supposed to be of that caliber. It reminds me of the motto for the cadets at the academy, our military academy. Their motto is, you will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor will you tolerate those that do. That's when our people stood for righteous qualities in everybody. We expected righteous behavior of those in leadership positions. Today, we live in a kakistocracy run by the worst elements. What does Scripture say about when the unrighteous or the wicked rule? The people moan. Can you hear the moaning? Oh my God, the taxes and the regular, oh my God, they want me to wear a mask. Oh my God, they think they can stick that poison in my body. Oh, moan, moan, moan. Well, you've got the unrighteous ruling over you, sheep. When are you going to turn to the living God and say, we repent, Father Yahweh? I repent of worshiping the beast. I repent of worshiping government as an idol. I repent of worshiping the image on that flat screen beast and thinking that it is a trusted voice when the voice within coming from the Holy Spirit is who I should trust. When are we going to repent of putting the dirt bags and pieces of shit of this world in public service? When are we going to accept bad behavior in our military and our police officers and not punish them accordingly? People say, Dan, it sounds like you're anti-military, anti-police. Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. I'm part of the militia. I will die to defend a man in uniform or a woman. I would die at their side defending them, but not if they're not righteous. If they're unrighteous, no. Quite the contrary. They should be punished. In fact, the scripture says that a public servant should be judged double what you and I are charged, okay? Whatever punishment for us, they should get double because they're in a position of trust. So when a police officer commits a crime, whatever the punishment for that crime, shoplifting, fraud, abuse of power, whatever that would be for us, they get double. A double scrutiny, a double punishment. Instead, what does the Jew media want us to believe, at least until recently? They wanted us to believe that we should never question authority. Oh, and they also pushed this idea, oh, he's got a badge and a gun, you got to do what he says. Really? Really? Since when? You just gave them authority where they don't have authority. Because it's abuse of power. That's why they used to be called peace officers. If you're not disturbing the peace, they have no jurisdiction. Period. And a part of the problem in here in our country today, why they have so much chaos, is because we've become a mixed multitude. We're no longer homogeneous, okay? Another violation of healthy, a good health. That's why we have a health emergency. You can't have a mixed multitude, folks. Obviously, the whole antics of Antifa, which is Jewish-run, and Black Lives Matter, both of them are Jewish-run and Jewish-financed. Okay? The very first problem you've got in a society is when you let the Jews in. Benjamin Franklin warned us about that, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the founding fathers that contributed to the Federalist Papers. They all warned us to keep this nation homogeneous. They understood Scripture. They actually read Leviticus and Deuteronomy, where it tells you, you are not to have a mixed multitude. That doesn't mean you hate everybody. It's just common sense. Okay? All the world operates off that principle. If you go to China, who's in their governing body? Other Chinamen. If you go to Israel, who's in the Knesset? Jews. If you go to Sierra Leone, if you go to South Africa, if you go to Rhodesia, if you go to Mozambique, who's running it? Blacks. Now, South Africa is a little bit of a bad example because that actually belongs to the white people that built it. The blacks did not build South Africa. They did not build Rhodesia. Just because they're in Africa doesn't mean black people built them, okay? Just like Egypt. Egypt's in Africa, but Egypt was always a white civilization. So was Carthage. Carthage was a white civilization. In fact, Carthage was founded by ex-Romans, who are what? Gadites of the tribe of Gad. So here again, we have an unhealthy situation because we have constantly turned against our Heavenly Father and disobeyed His laws. Which brings what? Spiritual illness? It brings illness of stress, illness of lack of fellowship with our Father through the Holy Spirit. Because I'm going to tell you something. In my darkest days, when I really didn't think I was going to be around much longer, that's when I learned to pray the best. So again, all things work to the good for those who love the Father. My love of the Father never changed, but I got to tell you something. It wasn't until I was deep in the pit that I learned how to pray the most sincerely. And I've got to tell you something else. I used to read about the prophets and some the biblical figures and all, and it would say they would cry out and pray with hot tears. Hot tears. I never really understood that until I was in the belly of the beast. And I myself was crying to the Father, literally crying to the Father. Did He hear my prayers? Absolutely. Did I have a better relationship from that point on? Absolutely. Did I learn that if I give up the governance of my life to Him instead of thinking I'm in control all the time, would things get better? Absolutely. So we have a medical emergency. Not only is the Antichrist trying to get us to do unhealthy things, as in wearing masks, wearing ineffective masks, getting us set up to having a vaccine. They're calling it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine, folks. Just because they call it that, it's not a vaccine. Besides that, there's plenty of medical authorities out there that will tell you vaccines don't work anyway. Okay? They really don't. They won't tell you the truth, which is your immune system. Your immune system is your greatest defense. And I'm a standing testimony to that because I have believed in the Scriptures since I was a young boy. I carried the Bible with me all the time. I read from the Bible all the time. Even at Bible camp, this was Christian, the Methodist church had Bible camp. Even when I went to Bible camp, the people at Bible camp couldn't believe I was always reading the Bible. So get a load of that. These are supposedly kids of Christian families, but they were astounded that I actually read the Bible every night. In fact, many times they'd ask me to read whatever I was reading out loud to the rest of the boys in the clubhouse or in the campground. Okay? So when you have that kind of strength of character and you're tuned in with the Father, you get that boost. You see what I'm saying? And they're trying to take us away from that. They want you to put your trust in man-made institutions and science and medicine. These are all idols, folks. They're all forms of idol worship. And like I said, when I implemented what the Father said by keeping my immune system healthy, I have overcome even the vaccines that were put in me as a child, even though they were tiny and minuscule compared to today, and the United States Air Force forced us to get a swine flu shot, which made me very sick, by the way, very sick. And I never got the flu when I lived on the farm, never got the flu. I did get the measles, got over them. I got the chicken pox, got over them. Okay, and the mumps. We got over all of that, just as you're supposed to. Did I feel bad for a little while? Yeah, but you know what? I got ice cream, I got to stay in bed, and I didn't have to go to school. So it was like a little vacation. I just didn't feel real good. Okay, no big deal. So it wasn't until I got injected that all of a sudden now I got the flu, very bad flu, twice a year, every year. Every year, twice a year, I could count on it, spending a week in bed with a terrible flu after I was inoculated. But when I repented, what does repent mean? To change the way you think. When I repented and I refused to put any more poisons in my body and I started studying natural health, I drank clean water, pure water. I've been drinking purified water since the late 1970s. So this is nothing new to me. Purified water, putting fewer poisons. As I learned about what foods were poison to the body, I stopped eating them. And I started doing herbs, and I started doing cleansings, and I started doing apple cider vinegar and other chelators that pull toxins out of the body. There's other herbs that'll do it, but apple cider vinegar is actually one of the best. And what was the saying when I was a boy? An apple a day will keep the doctor away. Guess what? It's absolutely true. Because in some of the classes I went to, the instructors were telling us that. They said that old saying is actually quite true. An apple, an organic apple, is extremely medicinal. You don't need to eat a bushel basket full of them. Just eat one a day. And today, the equivalent would be also to drink a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Put it in some water. Add a little bit of honey. It's not that bad. And it's a natural chelator. What does the chelator do? It goes through your body and it clings to the heavy metals, the toxins, and it pulls them out of your body. As I put those into practice, guess what? I reached a point where I no longer got the flu every year. In fact, I almost never get it now. I got rid of my sinus infections that I got twice a year. Those are gone now too. So I'm getting older in age, but I'm also getting a little smarter. And because I'm getting a little smarter, I feel better now than I did 20 years ago. I went through a period of 2 years with fibromyalgia where I could not do any exercising at all. And I was a gym junkie. I was an athlete my whole life. I was always lifting weights, doing calisthenics, always, always. And yet I went through 2 years in my 40s with fibromyalgia to where I couldn't do a single setup, a single push-up. I could not even lift dumbbells to do curls. I couldn't even lift them. It all hurt so bad. But it took 2 years to figure out what was causing it. It took 2 years to cleanse my body enough that eventually I went back to adult, what they call adult boot camp at a gymnasium, and I slowly broke my body's muscles and joints back into shape. And now I'm better than I was prior to having fibromyalgia. So here again, if you're persistent, if you have the faith, if you'll put his plan into action and be patient. You see, that's how the enemy gets us. We always want to fix and we want it to fix right now. We want to go to the doctor and get a shot or a pill. And that way I can go home and do exactly what I was doing before. Have you ever heard people say that? They don't repent. They don't want to change their habits. They don't want to change their diet. Oh, no, no, no. I'll go down and let the witch doctor put me through a procedure or inject my joint with a steroid or all that kind of garbage, okay? Even though steroids will eat away at your joints. Did you know that? So you guys out there at the gym that are shooting up the steroids thinking you're going to get a cut body, you're also going to pay for that. I know because I watched what happened to my son. My son was doing that. Praise be to the Father. He listened to me when I told him. Those steroids, because he wouldn't admit it to me until we accidentally found a bottle of the steroids in his bedroom. I know you're doing steroids. I love you, son, but you do what you want to do. It's your body. You're over 18. You do what you want to do. But I'm just telling you, as a health practitioner, those steroids are going to eat away at your joints, and the day will come you're going to need joint replacement, or you're going to live with arthritic pain for the rest of your life. Is it worth it just to look good on a beach? Okay? Is it really worth it for your vanity to put that poison in your body? And praise Yahweh, he got rid of it. And yeah, sure enough, he was no longer cut, no longer ripped the way he was before. But you know what? He was healthier. And he still looked good. He just didn't look like some poster boy for some movie or weightlifting contest. It's not worth it, folks. It's not worth it. Our vanity. See how they play to our vanity? Again, why are we in a medical emergency? Because the enemy plays to our vanity. They know that we'll do almost anything to maintain looks, popularity, getting a girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. But in the end, what is it doing to you as a person? What is it doing to you? Now, I wanted to get to, there's quite a few things. Before I read this thing on what the so-called pandemic or the fake virus is doing, and this is coming from Angel out there, so thank you, Angel. I'm going to try to read a couple of these things that you sent just to give people a taste. Okay, I'm not going to try to educate you completely because we don't have time. But to give you a taste of a heads up that you might want to do some research, go to the YouTube channel of Peggy Hall. Peggy Hall, H-A-L-L. She is thehealthyamerican.com is her website, thehealthyamerican.com. She has a ton of information on this whole mask, the muzzle thing. She's probably one of the strongest people I know out there. There's others, Dell Bigtree with the High Wire, doing great work. Dr. Pamela Popper up in Ohio is doing great work. And there's many, many others. But Peggy Hall is making huge inroads. She's becoming almost viral, her material. Now, why is that? Because she's right on the money. She goes down the rabbit hole. She does the digging for you. She finds where they're lying. She just put out one. It's probably one of the best ideas I've heard. And that is to put pressure on all of the big chain stores like Walmart and Kmart and Publix and Costco, all of them. Go to them and demand that they provide non-muzzle-wearing hours of shopping. Because all of them have an ethics page at their website where they talk about not discriminating. Because we're being discriminated because we care about our health. And she's having great success when she talked to the different people. She said, believe it or not, when I talk to their public relations or their management staff, the people I've been talking to have actually said, you know, that's not a bad idea. Set up store hours when masks are not going even to be required. They're not required anyway by law, okay? Oh, that's a misnomer. There is no law requiring it because they can't. It's harmful. You can't legalize harming yourself. They know that. Their asses would be sued off of them. So there's two strategies. One, contact your local stores and say, I want to know when non-mask wearers can come in there because I want hours when your employees and your customers don't have to put that stupid thing on. Now, that's one thing. The other thing is don't threatened to sue under the Americans with Disability Act, the ADA and HIPAA laws, do not threaten to sue like Walmart or the big corporations. They got tons and tons of money. They're all Jew-run, okay? So they got tons. It's all digits. They just call up Steve Mnuchin at the Federal Reserve and say, hey, Steve, hit that computer keyboard, man. I need a couple more $1 million. Oh, yeah, sure. Anything for a fellow Jew. Yeah, well, here we go. Yeah, yeah. Okay, they got lots of money. But the store manager doesn't. The store assistant manager doesn't. The teller behind the counter doesn't. So you file a civil lawsuit against them personally. Again, go to the website of Peggy Hall and see what she says about it. We can and we are fighting back. By the way, there was a two YouTube. One was the Masters Report, and I can't remember if it was it wasn't Peggy, somebody else. The Masters Report was one, and there was another one showing a pushback by the people. It's actually much bigger than you're being led to believe. The pushback. In fact, two young men, kind of like on a dare, in California, I believe it might have been Orange County, but it was in California, on the beaches, they went around with a cardboard box full of paper masks, offering them to people at the beach for free. They said, look, we're really concerned. You know, it was a spoof, obviously, but they had their masks on, and they were going, hey, don't you want a mask, blah, blah, blah. Not one person accepted the mask. There was nobody wearing masks at the beach or on the boardwalk. And several people basically told him, F you. And one guy even threatened to get into a fight with him just for offering free masks. And every one of them that came up to him said, it's a hoax, dude. You're portraying as if this thing's for real, and it's not. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. And they all walked away from him. It was interesting to watch it. So there were, like I said, two separate videos showing that the facade that this whole so-called pandemic is falling apart. Again, when the righteous stand firm, what happens to the wicked? Oh, that's right. They flee, don't they? Yeah. So what's the key element there? What are the righteous doing? Sitting on their fat asses in the pews of their churches, sitting on their fat asses on the couch in their living room, hiding away from the world? Or are they out in the streets like the people in that California county and telling these young punks, take your mask and shove it up your ass? Okay, even though these guys were doing it for that reason, they wanted to see how many people would take them. They don't believe in them. That's not the point. They didn't believe in them. As soon as they were done on the beach, they took them off and threw them away. The point of it is they wanted to show and see if people legitimately were anti-mask. And these people, everybody at this beach, everybody, they weren't social distancing. They weren't doing any of this stupidity because it's all of the Antichrist. So again, the righteous stand firm. What do the wicked do? They flee. So Angel sends this thing in here. The doctor reveals the corona effect, claims that COVID is a blood coagulation. Now, coagulation, you should know what that means. If you don't, look it up. Okay? And this fake pandemic capitalized on people's ignorance of the true nature of acidosis, disease, viruses, and terrain theory. And there's a caption here underneath, a picture of red blood cells that says, is COVID not actually a viral condition, but due to blood coagulation and the corona effect caused by acidosis. And then there's a picture here of normal red blood cells under a microscope. The corona effect in relation to viruses is a phrase used by naturopathic practitioner Dr. Robert Young, whose research shatters the official coronavirus narrative. Dr. Young has recently been outspoken in his quest to alert people to the real nature and cause of this thing called COVID. Via his blog, which is www.drrobertyoung.com, and that's all together, no spaces, and doctor is D-R, so drrobertyoung.com. So via his blog and various interviews, and quite a few, Dr. Young has been revealing that COVID is not associated with any virus, but rather is associated with pathological blood coagulation due to toxicity. Some of this toxicity is introduced right into your bloodstream via vaccines. However, there are many causes. He views COVID as a biochemical poisoning of bodily fluids causing cellular breakdown and genetic mutation. He claims COVID symptoms are first and foremost circulatory problems. He also connects COVID to the acidity or alkalinity level inside the body. How many times have we talked about that? Your body is supposed to be alkaline. Okay, for you people not familiar with it, look it up on the internet. It's called the pH scale, and it's lowercase p, capital H, pH, which is percent of hydrogen. Okay, pH, it's a measure of alkalinity or acidity. The lower numbers from 0 to 7 are acidic. From 7 to 14 is alkaline. A 7 is neutral. You're not acidic, nor are you alkaline. Your blood, and I learned this in class, your blood is somewhere like 7.3 or 4. It's down near neutral, but it's on the alkaline side. Okay? It has a band of 0.2 pH. 0.2. Not 2. 0.2. 0.2. That it must stay in or you die. Now, I can't tell you how many times in our classes they stress that. The body's pH, the blood, anyway, must stay at that level or you die. So the body's self-defense mechanism will do whatever it takes to your organs, to your muscles, to your tissues, to your organs, whatever it's got to do to keep the blood at the right pH level. So if you're not monitoring your diet to keep yourself on the alkaline side, your body will rob. It'll take enamel from your teeth. It'll pull calcium from your bones, whatever it needs to maintain the proper pH. That's how important it is. I learned that in the few classes that we had to take to be a certified natural health professional. But there's doctors out there who have gone to 8 to 12 years of medical school that don't even know that. They may have been told about it, but they don't care because their job is to sell you drugs and surgeries and protocols. There were witch doctors. Because these people, in the classes I went to, their goal was to help people find their health. You see the difference? If you're a lover of Father Yahweh and you believe in honesty and good integrity, you don't care about the money. These people, they have to make a living, but they weren't out to scalp anybody. The medical profession, which is completely Jewish run, is out to rape you financially. And they're not even getting you better. You see the difference, folks? What you find out is to obey the Father and to have the good things of this world doesn't cost a lot of money. The herbs are growing right out here in the fields. In fact, one of the herbs I use grows in the sidewalk right in front of my house. It's called Sandmat Spurge. It's just a little tiny plant that grows everywhere, in cracks of sidewalks or anywhere it can, the little tiny seeds can fall, it'll grow. And you just pull a little bit of it up, cut it up, make a tea out of it, and guess what? You're not going to have any kidney stones or gallstones. And it's a relaxer. Your back, if you've got back muscle problems like sciatica or whatever, it relieves the muscles of the back, relaxes them. I passed one of the biggest stones I ever passed in my whole life. I took a picture of it. It was unbelievable. And that little weed, everybody thinks it's a weed growing in the sidewalk crack, is what did it. Okay, so people say, well, Dan, that's just a wives' tale, and I got to go down and buy a $50 a tablet or $200 a tablet. I got to go to the doc. No, you don't. You just got to get smart, and you got to trust the Father. That's what you got to do. Instead, you put your faith in a medical mafia that's doing what? Killing us. Killing us. Yeah, Ralph says in here, Stonebreaker. By the way, there's another plant, an herb called Chaca Piedra in the Spanish, it means stone crusher. Okay, that plant, and so will hydrangea, which is a flower, hydrangea flower. Those capsules will also do the same thing. They dissolve stones so that you just pass them out through your urine. Just drink more water and take a little capsule, just about $10 a bottle for a month or 2 months supply. And you don't have to do it all the time. You do it when you feel a stone forming. And for you guys out there that have ever passed a stone, you know what I'm talking about. You can feel it when they're forming. Plus, you'll get some blood in your urine typically when that stone is moving around in there. So you know when you're getting a stone if you're paying attention. Okay, just a second, folks. I want to... Got a message. I want to just see. Oh, okay. Very good. So again, it's simplicity. It's what do you want to do? Is your motive profit, or is your motive to make people better? Today's medical mafia, it's all about profit. And trust me, I've got tons and tons of relatives that are in the medical profession. I hear from them all the time. So we know that this thing is a circulatory thing. The corona effect, which I wrote briefly about in an article called Deep Down the Virus Rabbit Hole, shows deformed red blood cells, which indicate oxygen deprivation and radiation poisoning. What is going on here? Let's take a closer look. And again, you can go to Freedom Articles, that's all together, thefreedomarticles.com, and you can read the article. So the website is thefreedomarticles.com, and that's all together, no spaces. And you can read about what Dr. Young has to say about Dr. Robert Young. How about that? Used to be an actor, Robert Young. So we got more information about that. Again, and there have been a lot of people trying to tell us about this, the fact that this has got the same symptoms as if when you go up in an airplane, okay, what are the first thing they tell you? After a certain altitude, you have to be able to wear a mask, right? Because they fly up around 35,000 to 40,000 feet. Okay, well, I'm a pilot in training, and I'm going to tell you that when you start getting above 10,000 feet, certainly above 12,000 feet, the air is so depleted of oxygen, you have to have a source of external oxygen. Okay, so you cannot fly without external oxygen above 12,000 feet. Okay, for safety's sakes, they limited it at 10,000 feet, but you can actually go up to about 12. Okay, why is it then people don't understand when you're wearing that muzzle, you're dropping the oxygen level? Okay, what happens when you drop the oxygen level? That's what these articles are trying to say. Your red blood cells start to deform. And there's a condition called DIC, and I think I have that here. Just a second. What that is, disseminated intravascular coagulation. The abbreviation is Delta Indigo Charlie. Disseminated intravascular coagulation. This is an example of red blood cell damage due to wearing the mask. Because as they deplete in oxygen, they clump together, causing clotting. This can lead to the DIC, which leads to death. There is no effective treatment for this condition. Who's trying to kill you, folks? The Antichrist. Who benefits from the world population being diminished? Who benefits because they've run up the credit card of this world to the point it's not repayable? And there could be what? A mass rebellion against who? The Antichrist. And there are also so many of us and so few of them, they want to decimate the population so that we're more controllable with the sycophants in our military and police. Yeah, the traitors in uniform. See the motive? And you've got people wearing this silly muzzle when there is a condition called DIC, which is deadly, and there is no effective treatment. Now, how do I know this is true?
Well, Dan, there's lots of things on the internet. How do you know that's true? You're just getting your information off the internet.
Well, I've got several relatives and an ex-wife who are not allowed to fly because of their circulation problems. Oh, wait a minute. They're not allowed to fly. Why would the airlines put them on a no-fly list? Because they have circulatory problems. And if they're up there and there's not enough oxygen in the air, they will clot and die. And then you can sue the airline. Because anybody that's armed with this information can sue them for negligence. So what do the airlines, who are completely dominated by Jews, almost every major airline, at some point in their hierarchy, they've got Jews everywhere. Well, a Jew doesn't want to be sued, because after all, that's their God. And so even there, though they would love to kill as many of us as they could and get away with it, they don't want to take a chance in the current climate where they might get sued, so they will not allow you, if you have circulatory problems, to get on an airplane for exactly the reason that this is talking about. This condition called disseminated intravascular coagulation. It's basically, here's a picture of the red blood cells I'm looking at on the screen. The following micrographs of a healthy red blood cell contrast that I observe in healthy red blood cells that are oxygen rich. And the second micrograph is of unhealthy red blood cells that are oxygen depleted, indicated by the white target or missing red blood cell hemoglobin. You can also see the degeneration of the cell membranes with spiking or knots, indicating the, quote, corona effect, a symptom caused by an acidic lifestyle and radiation poisoning. So we got two things here the Antichrist wants to hide you from. One is the oxygen depletion that's caused by wearing their slave muzzle, because that's all you are to these people, slaves, you know that, right? The goyim, we're just their slaves. And the other thing is the radiation. What kind of radiation? Oh, you mean like in wireless technology that we're being bombarded with? From satellites and cell towers, etc. How about that? So down below, he's got a picture, and sure enough, they do look a lot like your pictures that you're shown of this so-called coronavirus. Viruses, by the way, we're going to talk about that, are a natural phenomenon in your body. Okay, again, you're being lied to. Viruses actually provide a beneficial function within the body. So you're being lied to again. Viruses are dead. They don't cause any illness whatsoever. They show up in your body because you've got hundreds, if not thousands, of viruses in your body. They're an actual function of the body. The same as a tumor, by the way. I'm going to do a little sidetrack here, a sidebar. A tumor. A tumor is the same thing as a callus on your hands. And those of you who have lifted weights like I do, you know, if you haven't been to the gym in a while, you go in there and start doing those bench presses and overhead lifts on that bar, pretty soon you've got a big old fat blister, don't you? Yeah, because you're damaging that skin so the blister forms. What happens after a while? That blister goes away, but what forms there? A callus. Calloused hands. You ever notice farmers and people that work outside a lot, what do they have? Callus. Calloused hands, because the hands will protect themselves. Is a callus normal? No, because grandma didn't have calluses. A lot of the ladies in the house and children, they don't have calluses. But the guy working with his hands a lot with tools and hoes and shovels and pickaxes and stuff, he'll have a calloused hand. Why? Because it's not natural to have it, but if you're going to keep damaging the body will defend itself. It forms a callus. The same thing with a tumor. If you keep damaging a part of your body because of your lifestyle, your diet, whatever, the body is going to respond. It's going to say, okay, wait a minute, you've got a food allergy going on here, whatever. You've got a deterioration of your homeostasis, and therefore I'm going to defend the rest of the body. I'm going to put a tumor around it. What does the medical profession tell you? They make it sound like the tumor is the problem. The tumor is a symptom of a problem. medical profession are liars. Just like that quote that I read here the other day, a famous quote. And if I have time, I'll look it up for you. But it just it's from an Englishman. Chesterton. Chesterton said it. That doctors are without ethics because they're afraid to do anything that's not being done by the rest of the medical profession. Okay, they're afraid of stepping outside the box. Even if it means hurting you, they'll go along because they don't have that much ethics. Most of them don't. It's all about making money. It's all about keeping my job or my license. Here again, licenses should be done away with. Government doesn't have a right to license anybody. So again, tumor, is it the actual problem? No, it's a symptom, just like a callus is. If you want the callus to go away, stop doing what you're doing to damage your skin. If you want the tumor to go away, stop doing what it is that caused it in the first place. There was a doctor called Charles Masters, who had stage 4 brain cancer in his 30s, and he cured himself. And he put out videos. I watched them, and I tried to get my brother to watch them when my nephew developed cancer. Unfortunately, nobody would watch him. But Charles Master said, you can't do anything about your cancer, no matter what kind of cancer it is, if you don't stop doing what it is that caused it. Because they want you to make it think it's a hereditary thing, or it just happens spontaneously. No, that's another lie. Okay? Nothing spontaneous about it. There's a cause and effect. Always a cause and effect. So he said, you got to figure out what the cause is and stop doing it. Now, if you want to go for chemo and all that, Dr. Masters said, do it. He goes, but don't be so ignorant as to think that if you don't fix the problem that caused it, that you're going to somehow get better, no matter what method you use. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So again, they make you think that, well, we got the tumor out, so your cancer's gone. No. If you didn't take care of what caused the problem that the body formed the defense for, you're just going to repeat. Okay, I got a lot more information here. Again, I don't want to get into all of it, but the point of it is that we're being lied to, folks, about a lot of things. And a lot of this stuff that's going on has to do with what's happening naturally within the body when it's deprived of oxygen. You're being deprived of oxygen, which is not only related to this muzzle wearing, it's also related to these vaccines, it's also related to 5G and other wireless technology. They're all tied in together, but they don't care because the rich Jews at the top, they can afford their little estate away from everybody else. They can afford the paint that you can put over your house that blocks from the wireless technology. They can afford to go get natural health and natural things because they don't put the pharmaceuticals in their families. Just like Dr. Oz, that piece of shit Jew that's on television. Okay? Because he's a hypocrite, like a typical Jew. He's telling you to get vaccinated, but he himself and his family don't. And I had guys say to me, oh, Diane, that's not true. I saw Dr. Oz get inoculated right on camera. And you actually believe that he was injected with a vaccine when he won't put it in his own family? People, it's called acting for a reason. It's called a stage prop for a reason. If you think Dr. Oz actually put that shit in his body, you are dumber than a box of rocks. All right? Wake the hell up. We have a medical emergency because it's a spiritual emergency, because we are spiritually weak and dead. We are the valley of dead and dry bones that Ezekiel talked about. That's what we are. Our people today walking around like zombies. Some of them walking around with a muzzle, a sign of slavery to the New World Order on their faces. And some people are actually even trying to make money off this shit. Oh, if you got to wear a mask, wear one that has a fancy slogan on it or promote my message. Buy my... People that do that, I unsubscribe to them. If they're going to go along with this shit and try to make it like, well, if you got to wear a mask, at least put there some kind of catchy MAGA thing on there, or go Trump, or Jesus saves. Okay, yeah, Jesus saves. You know what that Greek word means? It means to prevent physical harm, save from physical harm. It got nothing to do with spirituality, nothing at all. The word is soter in the Greek. It means to save from physical harm. And yet the same people telling you that Jesus saves on a mask that's causing you oxygen deprivation and causing you to possibly get DIC, which is a fatal condition. There is no remedy. When you enter that phenomenon, you are dead. Like I said, I've got friends have called to tell me, well, they require me to wear the mask at work. And, you know, I get dizzy or I start to faint or I don't feel very good. Yeah, yeah. Your body's trying to tell you, hey, you're starving me of oxygen. Oh, but I got to do it. I got to do it. No, you don't. No, you don't. Where does it say that in Scripture, that you're supposed to harm your temple? Where does it say that? Where does it say to harm the temple? It says, put no impure thing in the temple. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a segregated or consecrated spirit being to the Father. That's you walking around in that bag of bones called a body that Scripture says is a temple. How dare you? How dare you say, oh, because I might get fired, Diane. So Father wouldn't help you find another job, maybe with somebody that has enough brains to be concerned about your health? Do you think maybe you should work for somebody else if they care so little about you? They're telling you to put a muzzle on that's actually proven to harm people. It's also proven that the mask doesn't do a damn thing anyway. Are you shitting me? Tell me people aren't that freaking stupid. Pick up the box these masks come in, folks. Here's a real good one for you. Pick up the box and read the label. Oh, I know. Oh, I don't read labels, Dan. If it's in the grocery store, I'll just buy it. It's just food, you know. It takes too much time to read that label. Yeah, because the label might actually tell you something. It might educate you. Because on the label, for the mask, it says it cannot prevent any kind of viral infection, even though viruses aren't actually what does it, but we call them that. We call them viruses, microbes. The mask cannot prevent microabsorption, okay? It might stop sawdust. If you're cutting a bunch of wood, you might want to put one on so you don't get too much sawdust in there. Or when I worked at an Owens Corning fiberglass plant, we used to wear masks because of the glass fibers that were floating in the air. You could actually see little glass fibers. Glass, folks. You're breathing it into your lungs. Praise Yahweh, I didn't work there long enough to hurt my lungs. But the air in that factory that I worked in as a high school student for the summer job, you could see the smoke and the glass in the air. That's when we did wear a mask. However, the masks deprived us of oxygen, and we sweat so much we ended up scratching our faces even worse. So what? Nobody wore a mask. Even though we could see what was harming us, even though the mask actually would help us out, we didn't wear one because you couldn't breathe, and the sweat around your face, actually the glass stuck to it. So you ended up getting more glass stuck to your face than if you just didn't wear the damn thing. I've lived through this stuff, I think, for a reason. Father put me through a lot of this stuff just for this time. I could actually see what I'm talking about. This isn't secondhand information. This is personal walk through life, me, myself. The masks are muzzles, and they're doing you no good at all. In fact, if anything, it's telling you who to stay away from. If there's a business or an employer that's requiring it, they don't care about you, folks. They don't care at all. They're just following whatever the Jew at the top of the corporation's putting out. Because the Jews want to find out how many loyal slaves they've got. Because they want to pull the plug on this world. They want to take this world into full-blown Jewish Bolshevik communism. And because they are not of the Father, they don't know that numbers don't matter. You and I, we know that because we study Scripture and we know what the Father says. But even if we did, the numbers are on our side. But the Antichrist does not have that because he is an adversary to the Father. So the only thing he's got is what he perceives to be a way to check on just how successful his propaganda and the slave mentality of mankind is. So he wants all of his slaves to wear a sign that he can tell how many slaves he's got. But you see, the Antichrist is actually doing us a favor, isn't he? Again, he's identifying himself. More people now know about the Jews and what they're up to than ever before. And he's helping us recognize who true believers are. Who are the people with any common sense left? Who are the people that have any faith in the Creator out there? Because they're identifying themselves wearing a muzzle. I now know in my neighborhood who to stay away from. Not because of some bug. That's ridiculous. I'm a healthy man. I don't care about a bug. But because they're that stupid. Because they would do anything the Antichrist wants them to do, including killing you and your family. That's what the Antichrist wants to know. How many slaves do I have out there that when I make a law that says you have to have a vaccine, how many of these slaves will help report you and hold you down for a vaccine? He wants to know how big his army is. But at the same time, we know exactly who's in his army and who isn't. Hallelujah. We're on the winning side here, folks. Do not have fear. We read that verse. Do not have fear, because fear is a sign of what? Lack of faith. And, Angel puts up here, smart meters are also part of the wireless technology now, and they'll be weaponized at some point. Okay, I'm telling you, I was an electronics tech in the United States Air Force. I worked on radar units. I know how they work. I also know that coaxial cable, the size I see going up these cell towers, is not to power wireless or cell phone. Okay, that they operate in a zone called microvolts. Micro meaning millionth, 1 millionth of a volt. Okay, if you're not sure what that is, there's plenty of YouTubes where they'll explain to you what a microvolt and a millivolt and a volt and kilovolts, what all that stuff is. Okay, I know because I lived it in the Air Force and I lived it in the electrical power industry, so I'm really familiar with it. The point of it is a cell tower operating on the microvolt level doesn't need cable that big. It really doesn't. You have cables that big because we had coax cables smaller than that, but bigger than normal, on our equipment in the Air Force that put out high enough values of radio frequency energy that you had to put cones out for nobody to get near the antenna when you were transmitting on the ground. Okay? So I know the size of coax for a transmitter on a B-52 bomber. The coax going up these towers is much bigger than that. Why? Because they're going to put out a lot more power. Now, people say, well, Dan, that sounds like science fiction, blah, 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 blah. Well, you can believe whatever the hell you want to believe. I'm just telling you, facts are facts. You can go out and look at the cell tower in your area. Look at the size of the coaxial cables going up to those antennas. Okay? Again, to operate cell phones, even at the 5G level, does not take anything more than microvolts. Micro, 1 millionth of a volt. Microvolts. So, what do they need all that power for? They got other plans, folks. Again, the New World Order is showing their hand if you have discernment, if you're going to pay attention to what the Father's telling. Now, the other good news Oh, there's Angel, by the way, she's a retired nurse. So lactic acid caused by lack of oxygen, high lactic acid, and acidosis is caused by breathing carbon dioxide, which is what you do when you put the muzzle on your face. You're rebreathing the air that's already had oxygen taken from it, so you're depleted. You're taking in carbon dioxide, which adds to acidosis, which can lead to DIC, which leads to death. All right, hold on a second here. Let me check the queue to see. Okay, well, for some reason, my software's not cooperating. Okay, here we go. So Peggy Hall, master's report, talking about that. We talked about that there. Also that the fact that Adolf Hitler said, you cannot worry about a healthy mind if you do not care about a healthy body. So if you want to think clearly, have good discernment, have a good relationship with the Father, you better start taking care of your health, folks. The other reason for that is the fact all of this stuff that the enemy's doing has a greater effect if you impugn your defenses within your body. Okay? Well, what do I mean by that? Well, I live with Wi-Fi signals all around me. Now, some people are telling me I'm killing myself. Well, yes and no. Is it unhealthy? Yes, it is. But so is the air I'm breathing. So is the contaminated water around here. But there are ways to circumvent those or to mitigate their effects upon you. For instance, I do everything humanly possible to keep my immune system at 100%. Now, what does that do for me? That gives me an ability to reduce the effect of what the enemy's doing or to recover from any damage it might be doing. Okay? Again, the greatest tool our Father gave in this fight, spiritually, physically, and mentally, greatest tool is your holy temple, the body. That's your greatest tool. Don't be looking for an herb. Don't be looking for a pharmaceutical. Don't look for a medical procedure. Don't look for an AR-15. Those aren't your greatest tools. Okay? Your greatest tool is your own body, because that's the tool you're going to need to fight this fight. A healthy body can resist the wiles of the devil. A healthy body is not afraid. A healthy body is spiritually connected to the Father. A healthy body has self-confidence. A healthy body looks better, more pleasing to your mate or to your friends, more pleasing to be around. You look at some of these ugly creatures that go to these Antifa rallies or Black Lives Matter, they look hideous. Look at some of these hags in government, in state government. Some of these people that are making decisions that affect our lives, they look like they came out of some kind of a meat grinder. They look like they stepped off a spaceship from some other world. And yet they're telling us how to live? They're the most unhealthy creatures I've ever seen. An image comes to mind is that governor up in Michigan, that transgendered frickin' creature, or that health director from Pennsylvania. What world did that monster come from? Okay? Look at Fauci. What universe thinks that's a good-looking man? He looks like a troll. Okay? All these monsters. What is the epitome of beauty in this world? The Aryan man and woman who have healthy bodies. Why do you think the Greeks and the Romans and all the ancient civilizations, do you see their statues of hideous creatures like we see on television today telling us how to live? They didn't consider that beautiful. They didn't consider those people knowing what the hell they were talking about. Why do you think the enemy hates us so bad, folks? Why do you think everything they're doing and saying is aimed at depleting us and putting us down? All right? These are things you need to be thinking about, folks. This is a medical emergency. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's got to do with health. And Peggy Hall, again, is a great YouTube channel to get all kinds of great information, or go to her website, thehealthyamerican.com. She's got all kinds of PDF files and downloadable files that you can print out. She's got great strategies. And again, there's many others, but I particularly like hers because she is a go-getter. She's a fireball. But so is Del, D-E-L, Del Big Tree with The High Wire. That's his YouTube channel. And his network is ICANN, which is Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN. And you can find him. He's doing a lot of great work, too. In fact, he just interviewed Dr. Pamela Popper from Ohio. Okay, so there, the network is forming of those of us who know the truth and are getting ready to take this battle to the enemy. Much like there are many militias forming across America getting ready to defend their communities. Okay, the media wants us to think that Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and all these Bolshevik organizations, they've got the upper hand. No, they don't. They have the upper hand in democratic, which means Bolshevik-controlled cities and areas, where they have coerced the law enforcement to go along with their Bolshevik activity by threatening them. Okay, that's where the cameraman goes down, and it's the job of the cameraman to produce propaganda that you're going to believe. The truth of the matter is multiple tens of millions of Americans aren't buying their bullshit anymore. They have stockpiled weapons and ammunition. They've stockpiled supplies. We're getting ready for a war, an actual war. Because if this thing continues, we're going to defend ourselves. And at some point, the world will wake up to what these nefarious Jews are up to, and they will become the target. In fact, I told you about that BitChute channel by the young man Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, Cantu. Chris, K-R-I-S, Cantu. He's a Cuban. Okay, obviously he's got a lot of Aryan ancestry in him, but he admits he's Cuban. He's mixed with a small percentage of dark blood in him, but predominantly Castellano. And he has put out quite a few BitChute videos talking about the root of the tree of evil, who is the nefarious Bolshevik Zionist Jew. Okay? Makes no mistake about it. And there are a lot of people. Just because Chris is making those videos, he's not the only one. Because there's a lot of people talking just like Chris, but they do it privately. And that's good. We need some that are outspoken, but we also need some to stay off the radar screen. That way the enemy is never quite sure. See, the enemy wants everything out in the open. He wants to collect all this data. Who are the greatest spies in the world? The most diabolical spying networks? They're all Israeli or Jews. Okay, that's why they're behind all the intelligence agencies. All of them. It's all a mechanism to gather data on us. Why? Because that's what they have to have. They don't have the spiritual high ground. They don't have the moral high ground. Quite the opposite. They're the enemies of the living God. Their hope is to get us to come down to their level. Their hope is that they can eliminate the white race so there's no reason for Messiah to save us. There are no people to return to. That's their hope. It's not going to work. But that's what they're going to do anyway. They killed all those babies in Bethlehem. All the baby boys in Bethlehem. Hundreds and hundreds of baby boys were put to death because Herod the Jew thought he could stop Messiah from coming. Messiah wasn't even in Bethlehem. See, the Jews always go to extreme lengths thinking they can upset Yahweh's plan. Doesn't work out well for him, does it? Obadiah tells us it's not going to work out well for him this time. Because the whole world is waking up to their shenanigans. It's not an accident that all the major platforms like Facebook, YouTube, Google, all controlled by Zionists. All of them. The top levels of management in all the major media, all of it, top levels, almost 100% Jews. I know at the Communist News Network, the top three layers are all Jews. So we were somewhat prophetic many years ago when we first started this channel, 21 years ago. When we started, we called CNN the Communist News Network back then. We were right. We were right. We didn't even have all that information back then. But we could tell by their fruits that they were communists. Now we know why, because the top layers are all Zionist, Bolshevik, communist Jews. The world is waking up. It's time to get ready. It's time to get ready for the great and final war between the children of light and the children of darkness. Okay, if anybody has something they want to report or a question they might want to ask, now would be a good time to do it. We're getting close to time to go. I do also want to announce, please check the call schedule page over the next week or so, because I may be on a road trip. And so I'm not sure of the availability of computer access and or signal while I'm away. So there may or may not be a program. If I can do it, I certainly will. But you need to check the call schedule page. And if for some reason you don't hear from me, don't be worried. Because first of all, I walk with the Father. The Father walks with me. And this is a planned excursion, let's call it. And I will report on that when I get back. But be a good idea to keep abreast of what's going on at that page, as I will report there as best I can. So again, now's the time, folks. This is it's a medical emergency. Your health is your responsibility. Nobody else's. It's not the government's. It's not an insurance company. It's your responsibility. When you stand in front of that great white throne, in front of our Father, you and you alone are going to be asked what you did with your life here on this earth, why you made the decisions you made. You and you alone will be held accountable for what you do or do not do in this world. Okay? Get that through your heads. If you think you're going to point to the Jews, or you're going to point to government, or you're going to point to the schools or the medical mafia or the mainstream, lamestream media and say they deceived me, I got news for you. If you think Yahweh's got unconditional love, you're going to find out at that moment he has conditions. He gave you a beautiful body. He gave you a brain. The fact that you choose not to use it is despicable. Absolutely despicable. In fact, this reminds me of a quote. I'm going to see if I can grab it here real quick to end the program. This is a quote that I found recently. And let me see if I can find it here real quick, because I want to share, because this says pretty much what we're talking about here. And here's another quote, though, I just saw that I recently found. This is from Jim Elliot. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. And he's talking about your life here on earth. Give up your clinging to this life at all costs. Give it up, because you can't keep it. And by doing that, you will gain life with the Father. Okay, that's scriptural. Okay, here, this is a Daniel Defoe, who was born back in the 1600s. Now, this is in his verbiage, so you got to pay attention here. He that hath truth on his side is a fool as well as a coward, if he is afraid to own it because of other men's opinions. He's the author of Robinson Crusoe, by the way, which used to be a required reading in our schools. So let me repeat that. He that hath truth on his side is a fool as well as a coward. If he is afraid to own it, meaning the truth, because of other men's opinions. Other men's opinions. Leonardo da Vinci had a very good one here. He said, I awoke only to see that the rest of the world is still sleeping. Do you ever get that feeling, ladies and gentlemen, knowing your identity, knowing the truth of what's going on and seeing so many ignoramuses around us? That reminds me of this quote. This is Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. There is nothing more frightful than ignorance in action. There is nothing more frightful than ignorance in action. We'll go with one more. Actually, we'll go with two more. Just two more. This is from Tacitus, who was an ancient Roman historian. The old passion for power, which has ever been innate in man, increased and broke out as the empire grew in greatness. You could say the exact same thing about the United States. That old passion for power that is innate, meaning born within a man from birth, increased and broke out as the power as the country grew greater. As we grew in affluence, we degenerated. Because of the passion for power. You're seeing the epitome of it right now in this country. This is a quote from Michael Parenti. The enormous gap between what U.S. leaders do in the world and what Americans think their leaders are doing is one of the great propaganda achievements. How about that? The gap between what they actually do and what we think they're doing speaks of the success of propaganda. And by the way, remember, who invented propaganda? They like to say the Germans are Adolf Hitler. Well, that's a lie. Propaganda was invented. The idea or the use of manipulating the minds of the people was the work of Edward Bernays. And yes, he's a Jew. Edward Bernays, and I've got lists of books. If you contact me, I'll be glad to send them to you. He wrote four or five books, all dealing with the manipulating of the minds of the people for markets or for governmental propaganda. He coined the phrase, it's all the work of this German Jew. So when people say it's a German, well, that doesn't mean anything because Jews live in Germany. Let's give credit where it's due. Propaganda is not the work of the what they call the Nazis, the German socialists. Propaganda was invented by and a tool of Edward Bernays, the Jew. So again, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And Ralph puts in here Psalm 91 to all true Israelites and Psalm 83 to our enemies, the Jew. Psalm 91, soldier's psalm for our race. Add to that Psalm 146. Or is it 149? 149, I think. Let me look it up here real quick. I don't want to give you the wrong one. But Psalm 83 for our enemies. That's the condemnation psalm, 83. I believe it's Psalm 149. Add that to one. Yeah, it is Psalm 149. In fact, I'm going to read it for you here real quick. But Psalm 91, Psalm 149. Praise Yahweh, sing to Yahweh a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. And who are the saints? Okay, his called out ones. Let Jacob Israel rejoice in him who made them. Let the children of Zion, that's you and me, folks, be joyful in their king. Who's our king? Yahweh, not these assholes in government. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with tambourine and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. There's that word salvation again. In the ancient Aramaic, it's the same as the Greek. From harm here and now, not the hereafter. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in honor. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of Elohim God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand. Now, why does he want a two-edged sword in our hand? And he's talking about a literal sword here, not spiritual sword. To execute vengeance on the nations. This is the Goy or the other non-Israelite peoples. And punishments on the peoples. So other kingdoms and other peoples. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Fetters are like shackles. To execute on them the written judgment. All his saints have this honor. It is an honor to be a warrior, to take the sword and execute vengeance on governments, kingdoms, and peoples who are anti-Yahweh, anti-Christ. The church world today tells us, well, Diane, what would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? Blah, 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 blah. Well, right here it tells you what he would do. And he told the disciples that, I'm going to leave you. If you don't have a sword, sell some of your clothes. In other words, do whatever it takes. But I'm sending you out amongst, what? Wolves. And some of these wolves are in sheep's clothing. They're going to look like you. Don't some Jews look white to the undiscerning eye? Yeah, they do. And often, a lot of the atrocities of this world that we get blamed for were done by people that were actually Jews. So again, Christ says, judge them by their fruits. Good trees don't produce bad fruit. Good trees don't do bad things. And bad trees cannot produce good fruit. The Jew, even though he may look like us, we don't need a DNA test. I will never submit to any kind of test like that. DNA, COVID, no, you're not testing me. First of all, I don't trust you. I don't trust your test, and I'm not going to give access to my body to you assholes. Why would I do that? I'll trust the Father, first and foremost. And if it's at some point he wants to give me a disease and take me away, well, that's fine. That's his prerogative. I'll go to my grave intact, thank you. I'll go to my grave without allowing me to become a healthcare experiment for you, you buttholes. I've watched what you've done to my family and friends. I've seen enough. Again, I don't want to discourage any listener that might feel they have to go do that. That's up to you folks, okay? You have freedom of choice. Yahweh created you as a free will person upon the earth. And I'm not going to tell you what to do or not to do, because personally, I don't care what you do and don't do. Really, I don't. Because you have no impact on what happens to me in the hereafter. You have no impact. You have no say. I'll stand before my Father and give an accounting on what I say and do alone. I know that. My obligation is to tell you what I know, to tell you the truths that I have uncovered and have been revealed to me by him and other brothers and sisters who are truth seekers. And I promised I would do that, and I'm doing that. That's the only thing I promised. What you do with the gift I put on the table, that's up to you. I'm not going to force you to take it. I'm not going to force you to pick it up, and I'm not going to force you to open it. It's a gift. I'm setting it on the table. What you do about that is your business. You can ignore it and keep right on going, or you can pick it up. So again, Psalm 149, Psalm 91, and for our enemies, Psalm 83. Okay, I want to just check if there was one more comment sent in. And no, there isn't. So, and we had a good size live audience today, so that's really good. So again, as we go forward in the weeks to come, there's a lot of things going on out there. Again, we are in a medical emergency. Take care of yourselves, folks. Be careful what you put in your bodies, your temple. Don't trust everybody implicitly. Okay? Don't trust people implicitly. You do some digging. In fact, speaking of that, there's another verse I'm going to give you, or another quote. I'm sorry, another quote. This is a quote of Lord Acton to Mandel Creighton back in April of 1887. This is just after the Civil War. There is no worse heresy than that the office sanctifies the holder of it. Okay, what was Lord Acton saying by that? There is no worse heresy than that the office sanctifies the holder of it. It's basically saying you have become a worshiper of the holder of the office, which includes President of the United States. You're saying that the holder of the office is sanctified because he's in the office. Okay, that's a heresy. That's idol worship. Okay? Ralph put up here, Edward Bernays. Edward Louis Bernays was an Austrian-American pioneer in the field of public relations and propaganda, referred to in his obituary as the father of public relations. Public relations, by the way, is just a euphemism for propaganda. Bernays was named one of the 100 most influential Americans of the 20th century by life.wikipedia. He was born in 1891 in Vienna, Austria-Hungary, which became part of the German Empire, Austria-Hungarian Empire. So again, a Jew hiding amongst Anglo-Saxons, and here they called him an Austrian-American. What the hell is that? He's a Jew, okay? And he died in 1995? Is that true? Born in 1891, so he was almost 100 years old in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Edward Louis Bernays. There's where your propaganda, that's where also the quote about tell a lie big enough and often enough and the people will believe it. That's Bernays. That's not Adolf Hitler. It's not even Goebbels. And if they did repeat it, they're repeating Bernays. It's not like they came up with it. Okay, all governments use propaganda. In fact, here in the United States, they've made it legal for the government to lie to you. Do you know that? Your Congress critters, your miscreants in office, your pieces of shit congressmen pass the law. Not only do they make the Jewish-owned pharmaceutical companies to where they can't be sued for the poisons they produce, they also said it was okay for the government to lie to you. Can you see a Jewish influence in your government? You don't have a government of people, of the people, by the people, and for the people. That's gone, folks. That's gone. I hope you understand that. You lost that quite some time ago. When the Jews came to power, you lost that. So again, what's the root of the tree of evil that Henry David Thoreau talked about? The root of the tree of evil in this world is the nefarious Zionist Bolshevik Jew. Okay. Oh, Ralph says he lived to be 103. Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's actually, he lived to be over 100 years old. I wonder if that's because he partook in adrenochrome. You know, they've been drinking the blood of our children and sacrificing our children for a long time. Just look up blood libel, okay? Blood libel. Do some research. The Jews have been run out of countries. They've been burned at the stake. They've been hung for pedophilia and sacrificing of Christian children. Many, many times. So maybe Mr. Bernays, being such an influential kike, partook of the adrenochrome of our children to extend his life. Do you think maybe? Could be. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to come to you in fellowship. We thank you for our ability to communicate, at least at this time, with this platform, with our brothers and sisters all over this earth. There is a huge awakening going on right now. Your spirit, I believe, is being poured out on all flesh. We are getting closer and closer and closer to the end of this earth age and all of the things that the prophets told us about, all of the things that our ancestors look forward to seeing, and all of the lies of these miscreants that walk amongst us, these wolves in sheep's clothing who have lied to us about almost everything imaginable, is starting to unfold. Because all we have to do, Father, is to return to you, to love you, and love what you represent, the truth. When the truth matters, life changes. When we lose fear, as that one quote says, everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. Hallelujah, Father Yahweh. Everything we ever wanted, peace, prosperity, healthy children, clean air, clean food, an education system where it actually teaches critical thinking and not Jewish communist propaganda. All the things we crave are on the other side of fear. And Father, we also know fear is a sign of a lack of faith. We also know that fear is one of the greatest attackers of our health. Stress and fear go hand in hand. Stress and fear both attack our immune system, our mental health, as well as our physical health. And it is a sign of a lack of faith. So, Father Yahweh, we ask that you build up your children right now with your Holy Spirit. Speak to them. And I'm seeing signs that our people are being spoken to. I'm hearing about it all the time. You are calling out to your children to rise up, for the sons of Yahweh to be manifested at this time. I say hallelujah. Praise be to the Father Yahweh. Forgive us our sins. We've done plenty of things wrong, Father Yahweh. That's for sure. And we repent of that. And we repent of ever coming out from underneath your kingship. Our ancestors made a huge mistake setting up kingdoms ruled by men. Huge, huge mistake. We, your children, repent of that, and we ask that you become our rock and our refuge once again, that we look to you for guidance on every day that we live. By your Holy Spirit speaking to us through our bodies and our antenna, the pineal gland, that you can resonate within our souls, that we know the truth and we have clear discernment to see through the lies and deceptions of these creatures that walk amongst us. So as we repent and we come back to you, Father, we want to stand tall as warriors against this onslaught of evil. We just pray that you would touch our hearts and touch our brothers and sisters as they come alive and awake. All those who are trying to do righteous works in this time, Father, bless their hearts. Watch over them as well, and put a hedge of protection of guardian angels around your saints and your soldiers and your prophets of the latter days. As your scripture says in Proverbs and in Psalms, you told the kings of this world, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no wrong. Hallelujah. Forgive us our sins, Father. Walk with us always and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.